Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hello. Bonjour. Hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Juice. I'm your host, Solomon Giorgio, comedian, writer, and 10-time gold medalist in emotional distance. Today's guest is an actor, author, activist, and self-proclaimed messy mom. You know him as a voice of the queer love bug Walter on Netflix's adult animated series Big Mouth and Human Resources. He's also the author of a brand new book, You Gotta Be You, How to Embrace This Messy Life and Step Into Who You Really Are, which is out right now. Let's give a big, juicy welcome to Brandon Kyle Goodman. Hello, Brandon.
Hi. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I love your, is this your living room or your this office?
It's my living room, my office, my kitchen. It's an open floor plan.
First of all, is that a black Jetsons?
It is a black Jetsons.
Oh yes. My God. You can't see it. It's above my computer, but I have like five images of Eartha Kitt on one frame looking down on
yes,
me.
Yeah. I love that. I have my Oprah over there.
Well, that's also the women who inspire me.
Yes.
So it's like there's Diana, Grace, Eartha, Josephine, Tina.
I love this list. Look at us. I have my Maya Angelou coaster here.
Look at us. We
and
are
my
just.
My Willy Ninja coaster. You know, you got to have the greats around you.
As much of them as possible. That's how I thrive. Yes. Also, you wrote a whole book?
Baby, a whole ass book.
Girl.
Isn't that crazy? It's called You Gotta Be You, Baby. How to Embrace This Messy Life and Step Into Who You Really Are.
How long did that take?
You know what? It should have taken longer, but they wouldn't give me longer. So I wanted longer. I needed longer. But the whole process, you know, I think I got the book deal at the top of 2021. And I submitted like my final kind of draft at the end, like by November, I think it was.
That is a turnaround.
That's a turnaround. In the book world, some people get like 2-3 years. They were like, nah, baby.
Hurry it up.
Hurry it up.
You do comedy? Write faster.
Write fast, right? Okay.
You know what jokes are. You good. We can write fast.
You got it.
Did you go like in the middle of nowhere to like isolate and write something or?
Absolutely. From time to time. Because you know, we were in the middle of the pandemic during a lot of that. Mm-hmm. So I would just like go to hotels and like, you know, stay for a weekend,
yeah,
have out a draft of something and then come back home and you know, polish it. But I definitely needed to like get away, yeah, you know, to get that initial stuff out.
Yeah. I think like with a script, I can do it at home. But like anything, yeah, that's longer, I'm like, oh, I gotta go somewhere.
You gotta remove yourself. You gotta, yeah.
Like I have to be nowhere near anything that I could do for fun that will take me away from it.
Absolutely. And I need like all the distractions.
I can't go to the gay bar. I can't go to the club. I can't dance. I can't go to nice fancy dinners. Like you have to be at home.
You have to be, lock yourself in from the inside and the outside.
It helps. And I don't ever want to do it again, but I'm gonna.
You are.
I'm actually literally gonna do it in 2 weeks. I'm gonna send
I know who I'm talking to.
So what's the general consensus of the book is just sort of like a memoir, but also like a lot of positive.
Well, it's kind of a hybrid. It's a part self-help, part memoir. Yeah. Cause you know, I'm like a memoir, girl. Who are you? I ain't anybody. But I wanted to use stories of my life to inspire people to basically be themselves. The governing question being, who would I be if society never got its hands on me? Sure. Which is something that I've been asking really directly, I think, the last 2 years. You know, you're born and your society and your family and your communities tell you, you should do this, be this, don't do that. Boys are blue. You know, black people act like this. White people act, you know, like all these rules that we live by and never question. And so I really wanted to inspire people to question that shit. Yeah. Get curious.
Like you, especially during the pandemic, did a wonderful job embracing your blackness and your queerness and also showing how other people can do that for themselves.
Yeah. And thank you.
Look, you are more positive light than I could ever imagine being.
We gotta add a yin and the yang, the balance, baby.
I'm that elder queen talking shit in the corner.
Yes, and we love her. We need her.
You were born in New York.
Like right there, right by that nasty airport.
How long were you there for?
Well, I was there until I went to boarding high school in Rome, Georgia. So at 14, I went to boarding high school in Rome,
Georgia. High school?
Yeah.
In the South, from New York City?
Yeah, black, queer, in the South. My mother was tripping.
Girl, what was that cultural shift?
Oh, what was it? It was a shock. Oh, it was a shift. Triggering. Fast enough. You know, going from like, you know, the diversity and the melting pot of New York to just like cows roaming down the street is not the vibe. Cows and racism.
Oh, the most rural of world. Oh my gosh.
It was wild. But I made it through and here I am.
So was school like a proper like boarding school? Or like,
yes, it was a proper boarding school, but it was a boarding day school. So like the school is the richest school in the town and where all the rich, wealthy kids go. I was not one of them. I was a scholarship baby, but they're all there from like kindergarten through 12th grade. Oh. And then the high school has a boarding school component. So there are all these day students who've been there forever. And then there are us who join them at from 9th through 12th grade. Mm-hmm. And baby, you know, I don't recommend it.
So it wasn't like the most accepting.
Yes. Georgia, the South, an hour outside of Atlanta. They loved me. They threw pride parades every weekend.
Ooh, Atlanta though. I do love Atlanta.
Atlanta. And I really want to go to Atlanta Pride. I'm hoping I can go this year, but Atlanta is a different vibe. But that's the thing about Georgia. It's so funny. Like you drive 10 minutes the wrong way, baby. Mm-hmm. 10 minutes the wrong way. And it's a wrap for you, honey.
It's the same way. Same with California too. It's not. California can show you that it's rural real fast.
Real fucking fast. That drive to Palm Springs, you're like, I don't want to get off here, baby.
We don't need to get gas.
We don't need to get gas. I know. Every time I was like, let's get gas. I'm like, okay.
The amount of times I've had to explain to white people that you can't just stop in a random town and assume that we can go out and do something with me involved.
I love that you brought that up because, so my husband's white. And that was one of the first things that we had to really reckon with. And he kind of clocked is that if we go on a road trip or whatever, like as soon as I got the car, I have to case the place to make sure, like I'm looking for other black people. I'm looking for other queer people. Like, and so now he does it instinctively, but it is a different beast when you are not white, honey.
Yeah. It's like, okay, you see the Confederate flag. We're not stopping there.
We're not gonna.
Even just one, even a tiny one, even on even one on the bumper. We're, like it doesn't matter where. If you see one, we keep going.
We can't go. We keep driving. Yes.
Because like I feel like I can definitely with queerness, I can shift my mannerisms to seem less queer to other people. Like I can definitely up that up, but. But black is a... that's not a secret my body's wanting to keep. It is.
Your body's outing you every day.
Every single day. Can't come in the closet, sort of.
No closet here for that blackness, baby.
So did you go, like, so when you were done with high school, did you just go back to New York?
I came back to New York for college. So I did NYU. You know, fancy.
Tish, I'm assuming so.
Tish, you know, Tish School of the Arts. Still paying for her.
Expensive. I'm assuming you'll be paying forever.
Well, you know, I'm just not going to. just hoping Daddy Joe does something for me.
But hopefully you got at least 10 grand taken care of.
A little something.
That's at least the interest.
You know, I'm just just leave me alone for a little bit, just a little bit longer. But yeah, I came back from NYU, did that. And actually, I know this will come out later, but this Thursday, as we're recording, will be my 7-year anniversary in LA, which is wild.
Happy. I'm going to be 11 years
Holy
in
shit.
October.
What is time?
Let's not think about it.
It's a hard question. You're right.
It can be both. It's a loop. What's this measurement? It's a form of measurement. People always say time isn't real. I'm like, it is real because that's not how things
work. Not you, Debbie Downer. No, it is real.
But look, I also love getting older, though. That's one thing about
me. What do you love about getting older?
Everything. The comfort that I have, the joy that I, if you tell me to do something I don't want to do, I will say no.
I love that. Yeah, that's, own your voice. Give less fucks.
Zero self-doubt.
Yes.
Zero self-doubt. There's no way you can throw me off left or right. And I think that's one of the benefits of getting older. Like I'm so, like there's nothing you can shame me about. Like it's my body. It's going to work whatever it does. I'm not going to be humiliated by it anymore.
Absolutely. If I poop in, once you put your dick in my booty, you're like, and I poop, it's okay. You'll be fine. I don't give a fuck. But wait, let me ask you this. How did you get to that? Age is part of it, but also I imagine there's some work.
I think it's just there's some work, but also an accumulation of a lot of extremely humiliating experiences that kind of benefit. I think stand-up's also a very beneficial thing because it just... It's the ultimate form of humiliation. Like, as I'm putting myself out there and risking either making people laugh or making people not laugh. And I think, you put so much investment into that you finally, it's been 15 years for me, you find that comfort. There's no choice.
And you're one of the best at it, by the way. I do want to say that. I really mean
you're being very, very kind. You are also, I've seen you perform too. We're both good at what we do.
But I'm not, that stand-up world is a different fucking beast. And
it can be, but I personally think it's definitely a lot scarier than it seems.
Yeah.
I think once anyone gets into the realm of any form of performance, you're exposing yourself in a very similar way. So
very true.
I think they're all very difficult.
Yes, but I'm still going to give you your props, especially
I'm going to give you your props too. I'm not going to let you think you're... No.
Thank you. We're just going to gas each other up.
This is my podcast. I'm complimenting you.
I'm complimenting you. I'm the guest. Supposed to be nice to the host.
So what was your ultimate decision to move to LA? What brought you to that?
I'm a scam. The scam really was, I was working this job in New York and they scammed me. I got salaried and I was young. I didn't understand that salary means that you make the same thing every week.
Yeah.
And I was not. And so they hadn't transitioned me over to it. So they ended up owing me $3,000 or $4,000. And I was like, I could either pay off my credit card bills or I could move to LA. And a dumb bitch moved to LA.
That is the right thing to do.
That's the right and the white thing to do.
I can pay off my credit cards or
I can take a vacation.
What I learned about debt is that it'll eventually go away.
Yes. And then they make a documentary about you when they find out that you just been scamming.
Oh, I waited out my debt for my 20s. And that's 7 years. Because I didn't have any student loan debt, but that debt after 7 years goes away.
Gone.
Yeah.
Look at you. Look at God.
They can hunt you down and they did.
They did. They find you. Okay, I've been found. I've been called.
They tried. They tried their best. But now
it's gone.
Now I have good credit and I didn't pay any of those bitches.
Wow.
Yeah, you hear me, Wells Fargo? I'm still out here.
Not threatening Wells Fargo. I'm out here, bitch.
They're not getting it now. They can't stop me.
You can't get it now. Wish you could.
The statute of limitations has been reached and exceeded, and now I can live freely.
I can live my life with a perfect credit score, bitch.
Oh, yeah. Change your phone number enough times, no one will find you.
Period. Listen, black people getting ahead, getting over. I love it. Okay, scam the system.
I am pro scams as long as it's towards a corporation.
Yes, period. I love that.
But yeah, so 7 years here, I think you accomplished so damn much in your 7 years. It's an amazing amount of...
it's been crazy and I'm incredibly proud. But it's that immigrant hustle, it's that New York hustle, it's that black queer hustle where you just fight for it,
So your mother is an immigrant?
Yeah, my mom, I'm first generation American, but my mom and grandmother are from Trinidad. My mom moved here when she was 8.
Okay.
But my grandmother was the first in the family to move out here.
Like how many kids?
Well, my grandmother just had my mom, but my grandmother had a shit ton of siblings. And so they all have kids. And so everybody in my mom's generation, it's really quite beautiful, went through my grandmother's house. My grandmother had a house and the basement was another little apartment. And so all the cousins, when they moved to the States, went through my grandmother's house, and then they all now have their own families.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful.
I know.
I love that. I love generational things, and especially if she owned it. That's even
yes, she did. Black woman owning things. We loved it. We loved
my
it.
My God.
And yes.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is that property probably gained so much value over that time, which is even better because we rarely get that as black
period.
People.
Period. It did. You know, my mom is smart, so she bought some other properties. So she's, you know, they're killing it. They're doing it.
That's such a wonderful little story. I'm so happy.
Black people winning, we're happy about it.
Also, like, I do love, you do your Messy Mondays, which is, I think, something that's also incredible. Which is part of your Instagram Live where you ask people to turn in just whatever messy stuff they've done in their past. Like, what was the craziest thing you ever told?
Oh, my goodness. One time somebody shared with me that after their grandmother passed, they found an envelope with her pubes in it.
What?
Like, it was just like an envelope with their grandparents' like pubes in it, which was, I don't know why that was the case, but it was very, I was like,
how did they even know it was theirs?
I don't know if there was like a note. There was some reason that they knew that those pubes belonged to.
I assume so. Yes, that's a very like, wow.
And somebody else also like discovered that their grandparent was like a hoe, like after they passed away.
Oh, that's fine.
You know, found out like they were like, a hoe. I love that.
I wish somebody in my family was a hoe.
Right?
I hate being first generation in that.
I hate being first generation hoe. I wish I had the trail blazed for me.
I wish there was something hereditary about it.
Yes. This is not... Carrying all this cum on my back myself is crazy. That's a lot. It's heavy. These loads are heavy, Solomon.
Also, you were in the back of the Emmys.
Maybe. How crazy was that? Because I was not expecting that. Nor did I know, which is why, like, the first person that came out was Oprah. And if you know me, you know, as I already told you, the Oprah photo on my wall. Like, it's crazy. So the pictures of my face are crazy because I didn't know I could be seen.
Yeah. You got a reaction every time somebody walked up.
Absolutely. And finally, like, towards, like, I got better and better. Listen, when that Jimmy Kimmel thing happened, my face was plastered with a smile because I was like, I'm on camera, but this is crazy to me.
Like, I want to be here the whole time.
The whole time.
Look, that's a featured extra payment right there.
Baby, that's featured background. I had my little blue suit on with my little gold highlights in the eye. I will tell you, so the two times I forgot myself were when Oprah came out and my face was a mess, and then I got all the text messages. I was like, your face is a mess.
Check yourself. We can see you.
We can see you. And then when Shirley Ralph won, I have never stood so fat. And I think there's a shot of me and Natasha Rothwell, the only one standing at one point, because it was like, I don't give a fuck about this white decorum. Like, this icon, queen, legend. And I think it's like Jackie Harry tweeted that no one's won since she did 35 years ago. To be in the room for that moment, I was like, baby. And then she started to sing. I said, we in church.
I was crying at home.
Weeping.
I was born the same week that Dreamgirls came out on Broadway. So Shirley Ralph and I never met. But I will always link myself to her because I think she's such an amazing talent.
Absolutely.
And it's one of those things where we don't realize how incredibly talented Black actors are and how much experience they have and how little acknowledgement they get for their skill set. Yeah. Like, you're talking, this is a talented Broadway actress who became an amazing actress, like TV and film actress. So it's like, just to see her finally get her due.
It's long overdue, but just like, you know, she's been fighting. And I'm sorry, Moesha was everything to me as well. Like that. You know, like, my introduction to her was Moesha. And then, of course, I went back as a good gay and found Dreamgirls. And you're just like, oh my goodness, why don't our legends get the same credit? Yeah,
especially Black women. Like, they don't really, they're treated like second tier actors. Even when you talk like Angela Bassett went to fucking Princeton.
Yes.
Like, why do you not understand that these are extremely classically trained actors and actresses.
Yes.
That is my little strife. I can move on from that.
That's all right. No, I like it. You can stay right here.
But we do have to move on to our next segment.
I love it.
It's mailbag time. Listeners send us submissions of just juicy gossip they have. And I'm going to ask you for a rating.
It's
that could be dry. Moist.
Moist.
Or fully juiced.
Oof, love it.
Dry being boring as hell. Fully juiced being deliciously salacious.
I'm wet. I'm clean.
You're sliding down your chair.
Yes.
Okay, here's a first submission. I used to work at the Payless shoe source in the mid-aughts. I worked at three locations within our district. When I transferred to the bourgeois mall across town, which, by the way, had a toy birch and a koi pond, there was a situation that involved corporate and the police. At the time, Payless did not require a receipt. So an associate had her friend come in near closing when the manager was out, and the friend would take 2 to 4 boxes of boots and literally walk them from the shelf to the register to refund them. They would meet after work and split the cash, messy, and it's all for like $70.
Okay. I'm moist.
The bravado.
I appreciate the scam against Payless.
The bravado to do it. Like, just from the shelf to the cashier.
To the cash register. Like, it was bold. There was a lot of bravery in that.
Also, only 2 to 4 boxes for $70.
Is that quality?
No. Like, $70 is... Like, you can buy like 100 shoes at Payless for $70.
Fair. Fair. Fair.
I would buy my work shoes from there when I was working at a server, and they'd be like 7 to 10 bucks each.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Come on, Payless. Payless is closed now, isn't it?
Probably. I've not been in a place where I need to go to them for a while.
All right, humble brag.
It hasn't been that long, but at one point they did see my face.
But they knew you well. My friend was she like did the big campaigns. Do you remember that Payless had like these two girls, a black girl, white
Bogo
girl, who were like, yes. Mm-hmm. My friend was a black girl.
Oh!
Dominique Tony.
Curly big hair?
Yes.
They always love a curly big hair girl for their campaigns.
Baby, you know they do. She always ready. And those curls, we always make fun of how those curls are bouncing. Juicy curls.
Juicy okay? girls. But that is moist. I do agree with you.
Yeah.
But let's see. We got another one here. This one's a little longer. So about 8 years ago, I worked as a pet groomer at a large retail pet store chain. It was an old store with not a lot of room for storage in the salon. We stored a lot of stuff in the rarely used training room just off the tiny break room. One day, I went to get some towels from that room, and there was a sign on the door that said, please knock and wait a moment. I knocked and I heard, yeah, from inside the room and entered. I looked to the side to apologize for disturbing whoever was inside, but before I could get a word out, I was screamed at, get the fuck out.
Whoa.
I froze, stammering about towels while being called names and received personal insults about my appearance. What the fuck? I was stunned. I sent a curious coworker back later to get the towels, thinking that perhaps I had not followed the wait a moment instructions well enough.
Not her gaslighting.
But the same yourself. Thing happened to her. It happened to everyone who tried to get their stuff. Unsuspecting people went home without their belongings and coats in the middle of the Canadian winter. We were all shocked into compliance.
What?
Mm-hmm. I found out that the person using the room, Tina, was just back from maternity leave. She was using the room to pump. Fair enough. That was probably the only place of the store that was private and comfortable. Maybe she was pissed she didn't have the room for herself and was taking it out on whoever dared to enter. I told the store manager about the situation and suggested other places we could store our things, but I just got a shrug. This went on for months. The room seemed to be occupied all the time, and there were 10 of us checking throughout the day. We were just a super busy salon, and not having access to towels set us all behind. Since we're all paid by the groom, not by the hour, I joked about Tina stealing my free time. I joked about her getting paid to pump all day. I was bitter. Tina finally left sometime that summer. The rumor was she was fired for stealing company time, but no one really knew. It was almost a full year later that I heard what was going on in that room. Drama. Well, she was pumping. In fact, she was filming fetish lactation videos. Her videos were themed pumping at work. Screaming at people who interrupt her was part of it. I don't know if she left on her own or was fired. I don't know how she was even found out. There was some debate over whether the store manager was in on it. I heard from an unrelated source recently that Tina doesn't have any kids. I don't know if she was also scamming the store or the government at maternity benefits. She was off for a year. The dual income stream must have been nice, but I imagine her earning potential was better in the internet fetish game. Apparently, she's still streaming and still lactating. If she wasn't such an a-hole to everyone, she'd probably be a hero of mine.
Honestly, juice, fully juicy. I'm wet.
Oh my God.
That shit grew on me. Oh. That was a grower. That wasn't a shower. That was a grower.
That was Bill. That is
that was
how
Bill.
Oh my God.
I'm gagged on many levels. Definitely the fact that there are she has no kids.
No kids. I wonder how she got to the lactating part. How's she kids?
Just doing a lactation video?
Oh my God. Yelling at people is
part of it. Part of it. Like people love that she almost gets caught. Like that's part of the kink of it.
Oh my God.
I love a scam.
Oh, that is.
Like that.
Wow. I thought I had guts, but no, I don't. I don't.
No, I'm not. No. That's some brave shit. And she got away with it for a while? That's
like
amazing.
Months. They're all afraid of like literally a whole room. They're like, yeah, we can't go back there. And they're Canadian. They were so nice.
They were so nice. But I think it's funny that they found out that she was pumping, but also like never saw kids and like never asked about kids and then found that out later. Like, okay.
I love how just being a mean person in Canada can get you whatever you want.
Literally. I know, because she could not get away with that in New York, okay?
Get
the fuck out, bitch.
I'll bust down the door like, who the fuck is yelling at me? Let me see your face.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, that's how you want to talk? I know she's not talking to me like that. Y'all, I know they're not talking to me like that.
I don't care what you got to do. You don't get to be disrespectful.
Period. Yeah, it wouldn't gone over well with us.
But that is a fully juiced tale. I'm so glad that we got to get it.
Wow, I've never screamed so loud into my mic.
I know. I see you were like literally holding your breath.
It's like, oh my God. That's good juice.
Well, that's the mailbag. Thanks for sending in your mail. Okay, Brandon, let's take a quick break and we'll be back with the juice line.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Start clean with Clorox. Because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to The Juice. I'm here with the wonderful Brandon Kyle Goodman. All right, Brandon, now's the time in our show when we go to the phone. We call it The Juice Line. And I'm hearing from our board operator that today's caller is Amber. Let's patch her in.
Please hold. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Amber.
Hi, Amber. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
This bookshelf is like really the bookshelf of my dreams.
Thank you. You can't see the rest of the room with toy cars everywhere.
Well, I love this organized bookshelf.
You're telling us that you can read, and that's all we need to know.
I am trustworthy.
Amber, you're here because you have such an amazing story to share with us, and clearly I want to hear all of it. So,
all right. Well, I hope you like it. So, a while back, my husband was playing on a professional sports team. Uh-huh. I was super young. I was 19, I think. And so everybody was usually really nice to me. I was like their little like sister that they like put in their pocket and took with them everywhere. But so during the games, the team would have a room in like the bottom of the stadium where they would have drinks and food where we could go and like watch it if it got cold or whatever. So I went down there with my friends during halftime once, and we sat at a round table with a woman that I hadn't met yet. Mm. And she was friendly enough. We talked a little bit. Yeah. She mainly talked to my friends. I was very shy because I was a toddler. And so after the game, all of my friends had left. My husband is always the last person out of the locker room. Okay. And it was just me and her kind of waiting. And she was with one of her friends. And I went up to her and I was just like, you know, we sat by each other, but we didn't really talk. Hi, Amber, nice to meet you. And she...
Don't slip again, Amber.
Yes, thank you. Gotcha. Yeah. I was just like, nice to meet you. And she just stuck. She looked at her friend and kind of looked like, I can't believe this woman's talking to me. And just put her like limp wrist in my hand and just let it like flop around. And
the privilege.
Just like said her name and then like laughed at me and ignored me for like the rest.
Wow.
Yeah, she was awful. Wow. Everybody else was so nice. She was awful. So then every game she would be there and she was always in head to toe designer gear. And she had this big diamond pendant with her husband's number on it. And he had,
Okay.
He had something in his contract to where if he got a certain amount of things, he got a big bonus. And he got it during one of the games and she stood on the seat and was shouting in the stadium, $10 million, $10
million.
Wow.
And I would do that too, but.
I'd be honestly, that's in my realm of behavior.
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame her too much for that, but she was just very loud and proud about like everything.
Yeah.
Well, she was at every game, always loudest, always in her stuff. And then one week she wasn't there. And then the next game, she wasn't there. And then another week, she wasn't there, but her husband's new girlfriend was, who was very pregnant, very pregnant. And who also he met was a former stripper, was a stripper at the strip club that he frequented.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Choking.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well.
And we gagged.
Literally never saw her again. Nobody knows what happened to her. She was gone. His new pregnant girlfriend was in. I do remember him telling one of my husband's friends that his first wife really wanted a boob job. But he was like, but I can't do that because then we're going to get divorced and somebody else is going to enjoy those titties.
No. No.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just to say those words out loud.
I know.
Just your mouth to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so
my God.
So then he married the new person. I think they had a few kids. I actually kind of Googled for this, like, shocked my mind. Shockingly, the marriage did not last.
Shocking.
What?
I know.
You seem so responsible.
You seem so loyal. Like,
a fun twist of events, she was apparently at the insurrection with a knife.
What? Oh, my God.
Wow.
I hate all these people.
I don't like anyone involved.
The whole cast of unlikable characters. Yeah.
Jeez. With a knife?
Yeah.
Is she in jail? Did she go to jail? Is she in jail?
Please be in jail. I don't think so. Damn. Well, that wasn't on there. I was like, oh, goodness.
Wow. The definition of bad vibes. Yeah. Like, bad vibes.
Wow, Amber. Mm-hmm.
Amber, you really came with the juice.
You came.
Thank you. It's my favorite story. I was like, I have to call in to see the wigs. I have to do it.
Well, that's the only way to see the wigs is have a good story and coming in. Well, they're all here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm floored. There's just so many layers. The insurrection really just did
it was a cherry on top. I wasn't expecting it, but it was a very exciting turn of events.
I should have assumed, but it definitely was a nice little twist.
It was a nice little. It wasn't in front of mine. I didn't think of it, but yeah, a great twist.
I'm gonna start asking from now on. Is this person gonna end up at the insurrection? Yeah.
Wow! That is wild. But also karma. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't be a dick.
I didn't want anything bad. You don't want anything bad to happen to anybody. But if it is gonna happen, I hope
that's
it happens.
That's an absolute lie. I want a lot of bad
person.
So we all want to say, yes, absolutely.
Look, I will take that
you
karma.
You take the
karma
balance.
You all wish people well, and I will go ahead and wish our enemies ill for you.
We all need that in our life. We need somebody to take it for us.
We need somebody who will wish ill on our haters.
Anytime you need them, I'll always be here. Yes. Amber, thank you so much for sharing that story.
Thank
that was
you.
So amazing.
This was so
I
fun.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks.
Good day. Bye.
Thank you.
Oh my God. That was,
wow.
Wow,
you love your job, don't you? I mean, people just come on and spill the tea.
I think we both have the same situation where people come to us and tell us truths, and I love that about it.
You said truths. I love that. They're just telling truths.
Look, honestly, I also accept lies. I don't care.
Yeah, just make it a good story.
If you give me fiction, I don't care what it involves. As long as it's juicy and salacious, I'm always there.
Period.
How could I not love it? I don't know. I just feel like everybody has a story that they love to tell, and I'm always being like, yeah. Bring it over here.
Yes. I want to hear it. That was a good story.
Oh, Brandon, I'm so happy you came over and I'm so excited for your book. Everything you do TV-wise and so forth is just, it makes me very proud to know.
Thank you.
To know there's more of us out there, and it's just, you keep being a good person, I'll keep being the bad person.
Please. And let me tell you, I feel the exact same about you. I'm going to gas you up for a second and you're going to have to let me. I remember when I discovered you on Instagram, I remember when I saw your sets and I was like, oh my goodness, a black person, a black queer person in comedy, doing stand-up, holding their own, being fucking hilarious. It was very inspiring, continues to be inspiring. And so I just want you to know, you're the best, babe. Keep fucking it up.
We're going to inspire each other from now on. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. I love you. And yeah, that's
it. I love you too. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you again to the incredible, wonderful, talented Brandon Kyle Goodman for joining me on today's episode. Be sure to check out Brandon's newly published memoir, You Gotta Be You, from Legacy Lit. His podcasts are Black Folks and Do the Work from Starburns Audio and 3 Uncanny 4. As always, if you want to tell your story on The Juice, send them in by visiting teamcoco.com/heyjuice. Please remember to rate and review an Apple Podcast. Give us all those stars. It makes a big difference. And thank you so much for listening. And as always, have a juicy day.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and 2 tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.